Chapter 2. Oy to them that devise Aven and plot Ra upon their Mishkavim. At Or Haboker they carry it out, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet Sadot and seize them, and Batim and take them away. So they oppress a man in his base, even a man in his Nahalah. Therefore, thus saith Hashem, Hineni, against this Mishpacha do I plan a Ra'ah from which ye shall not remove your Zivarot, neither shall ye walk haughtily, for an Et Ra'ah it is. In Yom Ha'hu shall one take up a mashal against you, and lament with a doleful lamentation, and say, We are utterly ruined. He hath changed the helak of Ami. How hath he removed it from me to the Shovev? He apportions our Sedot. Therefore, thou shalt have none that shall divide for you the land by lot in the Kahal Hashem. Preach ye not, they preach. But if they do not preach concerning these things, Kelemot will not be turned back. O thou that art named Beis Yaakov, is the Ruach of Hashem angry? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Even of late Ami is risen up as an Oyev. Ye pull off the cloak from the garment from them that pass by securely, as men averse to Milhama. The women of Ami have ye cast out from their pleasant homes. From their Olalim have ye taken away my glory, La'olam. Arise ye and depart, for this is not the Menuha, because of the Tameah that brings sore destruction. If a man walking after the wind in Sheker do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of Yayin and strong drink, he shall even be the Matif of Amhazeh. I will surely assemble, O Yaakov, all of thee. I will surely gather the Sharit Yisrael. I will put them together like the zone of the pin, like the eder in the meadow. They shall throng with people. The one who breaks through comes up before them. They break through and pass through the Sha'ar and go out by it, and their Melech goes before them, and Hashem at their head.